So this morning we're going to be looking at the end of chapter 3, kind of the conclusion to chapter 3. Because when John gets into chapter 4 and 5, it's like he's starting some new topics. But actually, the whole book of 1 John, John has a lot of repeating themes that he keeps coming up and he keeps stressing certain points to get it across to us. And a few weeks ago while I was in China, I shared the whole book of 1 John. It's the first time I've ever done that in a few days, just sharing one whole book of the Bible, and it was being able to get really immersed in that book. And so John has a lot of really good teaching and things that he wants us to learn. If you remember, in chapter 3, he starts talking about love. Maybe a few weeks ago, you might remember we talked about love and hate. And then we talked about putting love into practice. So in chapter 3, he started talking about love, and in chapter 4, he's going into love even more deeper. And you know, love is something that we goes on in our heart. And so now, from the conclusion of chapter 3, he wants to bring in some very important points that relate to our heart. If you look at verse 19, he stresses that those who have the love of God, they can have a surety in their hearts. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. So in this chapter, he has three important points to tell us. And so there are three very important points that he wants to stress at this conclusion of chapter 3. It's condemnation, confidence, and conviction. Condemnation, confidence, and conviction. So let's look at verse 20 to verse 24. 神比我们的心大，一切是没有不知道的。 For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. 亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。 Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. 并且我们一切所求的，就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。 And whatever we ask, we shall receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. 神的命令就是 And this is a commandment that we should believe on the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another as He gave us commandment. 住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。 Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and him and he in him, and by this we know that we abide, that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. 我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray.
主啊，我哋感谢你，今日我哋睇到你嘅话语，你系针对我哋嘅心，你知道我哋嘅心需要你安慰，需要有耶稣嘅同在，所以你系俾我哋一个咁好宝贵嘅信息。求主咧，就透过呢个经文打开我哋嘅心门，让我哋可以明白、吸收、知道耶稣你今日同我哋讲嘅说话。我哋将以下嘅时间交喺你手里边，多谢主听佢祷告，奉主名求。Amen.
啊，呢度首先佢讲到我哋嘅心同责备有关。First he's talking about our hearts and condemnation. 因为我哋嘅心好多时都会责备我哋。Because so often our heart does condemn us. 我哋人心系好多时呢就系有呢个嘅一啲嘅问题我哋需要处理。You know, so often in the heart there are some problems that we have to deal with.我可能会有内疚，可能会有我哋叫做系思觉失调嘅。And you know, sometimes we get guilt, and sometimes our heart and our feelings, and they just don't go in sync. They get out of sync with each other. 所以第三节叫我哋，如果我心若责备我哋，神俾我哋嘅心大。And so it says in verse 20, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. 因为我哋讲紧呢个心唔系我哋呢个血泵嘅心。You know, we're talking about the heart. It's not this heart here that pumps blood. 唔系心脏嘅，系我哋嘅内心。We're not talking about the internal organ of your heart. We're talking about your inner being, that heart. 我哋呢个内心嘅就可能话用心做工啊。You know, maybe we say put your effort, your heart into your work. Or 或者我哋话我哋心爱一个人。Or maybe we say I love somebody from my heart. 或者我哋话我心碎啊，我心痛。Or maybe you say my heart's broken, my heart hurts. 唔系心脏嘅心啊吓，系我哋另外一个内心。We're not talking about this internal organ of our heart. We're talking about another inside heart, our inner being. 其实我哋好多时咧，就系有一个嘅内心嘅声音同我哋讲话，系咪 ？So often we have an inner voice in our heart that speaks to us, right? 佢叫良心 ，it's called your conscience. 我哋有呢个良心良知。系会时时同我哋讲话。We have a conscience that's constantly speaking to us. 我哋嘅良心就会话我哋听对与错。Our conscience will tell us what is right and what is wrong. 我哋嘅良心会俾我哋知道系好同坏。Our conscience tells us good from bad. 咁啊，其实我哋嘅内心就好多时会责备我哋嘅。And so often our conscience will bring us under condemnation. 我哋嘅良心就系会令到我哋觉得惭愧不安，唔好意思，尴尬。内疚。 And so your conscience starts coming and brings condemnation on you. You know, you feel embarrassed. You feel you don't feel at peace. You don't feel right, or maybe you know just uneasy about things, and even guilt.
内心有责备嘅时候系好难解决。
And when your conscience feels guilty, it's hard to solve that guilt, isn't it?
我感谢主，因为耶稣的宽恕，耶稣宽恕我们的内心，宽恕我们的罪，我们可以平安。
And praise God, because of the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, we can have forgiveness of sins, and our heart can be at peace.
我们需要主的安慰。
We need the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
讲过几次呢，就是在统计人家说精神病院的病人很多是个问题是内疚的。
I've said it before other times that I've heard it said that those in mental institutions, most of them are there because of guilt. 我哋内心有责备，冇办法清除呢个嘅责备。
Because of the guilt and the condemnation that I feel in the heart, and there's no way I can get rid of that guilt.
因为有呢个责备产生焦虑不安
，and you know guilt causes me to be stressed and anxious
and 咁啊有沮丧有情绪低落
，and then you know you get just kind of depressed and out of you know you can't focus.
继续落去咧就真系有呢个思觉失调嘅或者系。严重啲系精神病、情绪问题。
And then you know your feelings and your thoughts, you know they get out of whack. And then maybe you go a little further, you start to have some emotional or some maybe mental problems taking place.
内疚可唔可以解决
？Is it possible to solve the guilt, the inner condemnation of the heart?
其实。约翰一书话我哋听一个好消息，可以解决。
First John gives us a great meaning, a message. You can solve the guilt inside.
因为耶稣基督佢系要我哋有健康嘅心理，佢要我哋健康嘅内心。
Because Jesus wants us to have a healthy heart. He wants us to have a healthy mental outlook.
所以耶稣嘅宝血宽恕赦免我哋嘅罪，我哋可以系解决内疚。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ forgives us of our sins. It cleanses us. We can be set free from guilt.
嗱，我哋唔可以将我哋嘅内心同埋身体，我哋嘅灵魂分开。
You know, we cannot separate our inner heart and our physical body and our spiritual being.
我哋系三身心灵三一体嘅一个嘅人完整。
You know, we're body, soul, and spirit. We are a little trinity there, and you can't separate.
我哋如果我哋心里边有内疚，可能会搞到我哋瞓唔着，搞到我哋胃溃疡，搞到我哋系有其他问题出现。
You know, and if your heart is, if you got guilt and all that, maybe it's going to cause you to keep from sleeping. Maybe it's going to give you ulcers. Maybe it's going to cause other problems. You know,
同埋会影响你同神之间嘅关系。
And it will affect your relationship with God.
所以我哋一定要系即系。积极解决我哋内心嘅内疚嘅问题。
So we need to be aggressive to solve the problem of guilt in our heart.
我哋可以得到神嘅宽恕。第一章好清楚话我哋听。
We can receive the forgiveness of God and praise God. Chapter 1 tells us so clearly.
在第一章里面说我们听罪呢就是使到我们跟神有隔膜。
In chapter 1 it tells us so clearly that sin puts like a barrier between us and God.
但是当我们是认罪悔改神是将那个隔膜拿走。
But when we confess our sin before God, then God takes away that barrier.
第一章第九节话：我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以当我们认罪悔改的时候，神就宽恕我们。
So when we confess our sins before God, He forgives us.
我们得到宽恕可以不用内疚的。
And so when you receive forgiveness, you don't need to be guilty anymore.
跟着第二章第一节又是继续讲我们听一个好消息。
And then in chapter 2 verse 1, it tells us another great meaning.
说小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，罪父那里，我们有一位中保。就是那义者耶稣基督。
My little children, these things I write to you that you may not sin, and if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. 所以如果我们是不应该犯罪，我们犯罪认罪悔改，神宽恕。 We shouldn't sin. If we do sin, we confess our sins, God forgives us. 但如果我们继续犯罪呢，我们有一个中保，是耶稣，是我们的辩护律师，帮到我们。 But if we continue to sin, we've got Jesus in heaven, our advocate, and he's like our lawyer on our defense, pleading our cause. 魔鬼喺度控告，耶稣就喺度话：我嘅宝血赦免佢。And so Satan is up there accusing us, and Jesus is up there saying, "My blood has cleansed and forgiven him." 所以因为咁样，我哋基督徒唔应该内疚。And so as Christians, because of this, we should not have guilt.耶稣已经宽恕我们，我们应该有平安。 Jesus has already forgiven us, we should be at peace. 我们不需要继续有内疚心重。 We don't need to continue to have guilt in our heart. 那我们的良心，我们的良知，就原本是要告诉我们听有罪。 You know, our conscience originally is to tell us, to point us that we have sin.我们的良心就会被我们知道，但如果我们是不听我们的良心的说话呢，我们会麻木的心。 So our conscience is speaking to us, but if we don't listen to our conscience, then our heart becomes calloused. 好像我玩吉他，我弹吉他，我按些线呢，我的手呢第一次按呢就会痛，但按按下就起浸啊。It's like I play guitar, you know, and when you first start playing the guitar and you push on the strings, you get, it hurts your fingers and you get blisters, but you keep playing, you get calluses. 或者你做粗重功夫，你的手起晒浸没感觉啊，即是拿个针刺入来都没感觉。You know, and if you're working with your hands and you're doing carpentry work, you know, your hands get calloused and you can take a needle and stick it in there and you don't feel it. 但是我们犯罪呢，我们心都会起晒浸啊。But when we commit sin, our heart will get calloused. 好似我以前学坏嘅时候，我去偷嘢嘅，第一次偷嘢嘅心，哎呀惊啊！ It's like when I was back in sin, you know, and the first time I went and stole something, my heart's beating fast and I'm afraid, you know. 但第一次偷嘢之后，第二次冇咁惊，第三次冇咁惊，第四次好大胆，第五次咧即系眨眼都唔谂。You know, so the first time, you know, I go and steal something, I'm afraid. The second time, I'm not so afraid. The third time, the fourth time, you know, I get bolder and bolder. 咁点解嗰啲杀人唔眨眼嗰啲人呢？心里边系光硬，起晒浸啊！ And so you hear about those people that, you know, can kill people without blinking an eye because their heart has become calloused. They've got all these calluses on their cold heart.我们未认识耶稣的时候，我们有这个良知，但是很多事我们做错，我们不知错，因为他的心是起了浸。 And so before you become a Christian, you know, there's all these things that your conscience was telling you were wrong, but you kept putting it off in the back, not listening to it, and so you didn't know it was wrong. 那神会不会责备我们呢？ So is God going to condemn us? 你看耶稣怎么说，在约翰福音十六章第七节至十一节。 Look in the Gospel of John chapter 16 verse 7 to 11. 他说要派圣灵向我们的良心讲话。 Jesus is saying that he's going to send the Holy Spirit to speak to our conscience. 在第七节，十六章第七节， in chapter 16 of Gospel of John verse 7,然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是远与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不能到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。 Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. 他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。 And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. 为罪是因他们不信我，of sin because they do not believe in me. 为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。Of righteousness because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. 为审判
是因这世代的王受了审判
of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged.
耶稣的意思就是说圣灵来到就要叫我们做什么 And so Jesus is telling us that when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to do what?
叫我们自己责备自己
He's going to tell us to...
What does that say in English?
That we will convict ourselves. He will convict the world of sin. He will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
我们会是因为我们的罪被责备。
And so, 圣灵要给我们知错。And so the Holy Spirit wants us to know what is wrong.
他要引导我们来到神的面前。知错就可以悔改。
And so he wants to bring us to God so that we know that we need to repent so that we can repent.
当你悔改，神就宽恕。And when you repent, God then forgives.
是吗？
所以当你悔改，不应该再自责。
And so when you repent, you shouldn't continue to condemn yourself.
那我们看耶稣另外讲一个很好的说话，你看约翰福音第三章十六节至十八节。
Look in the Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 16 to 18, something else that Jesus said.
那很多人认识约翰福音第三章十六节，你识背我相信。
Many of you know how to memorize John 3:16, I'm sure.
但可能你未曾睇过十七十八节。
But maybe you've never even read chapters 3 verse 17 and 18.
我的睇到耶稣怎样讲，佢话神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
十七节，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他们不信神的独生儿子的名。
For he who believes in him is condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
那这个讲定罪和责备其实是一样的意思。
Here it's talking about condemn and condemnation. It's the same.
耶稣来到是不是要责备你，指定你的错？
Did Jesus come to condemn you, to point out your faults?
不是的，耶稣来不定 罪人的。
Jesus did not come to condemn the sinner.
耶稣来到是要释放，是要宽恕，是要赦免。
Jesus came to set us free, to forgive, to wash and cleanse our hearts.
耶稣是要你享受祂的爱，不想责备你。
Jesus wants you to enjoy his love. He doesn't want to condemn you.
如果你认罪悔改，你不应该有内疚深重。
So if you have repented of your sin, you should not have condemnation in your heart.
如果你悔改之后还有内疚，因为魔鬼的控诉。
And if you still have condemnation after you've repented, that is the accusations of Satan.
那你看罗马书第八章，看保罗怎么说。
Look at Romans chapter 8 verse 1, what Paul said.
那我好喜欢这个经文。
I love this verse.
在罗马书第八章第一节，
In Romans chapter 8 verse 1,
如今那些在基督耶稣里就不定罪了。
Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
你是信耶稣的时候，是不定罪了。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, he does not condemn you.
这个是很释放，很感恩。
What a wonderful message that sets you free. 因为我们有赐生命圣灵的律，在基督耶稣里释放我们脱离罪和死亡的律。 For the law of the spirit of life of Jesus Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death.
所以我们感谢主，我们信耶稣不应该有内疚，不应该有责备心的。
So praise God, as Christians we shouldn't be guilty, we shouldn't feel that condemnation.
如果你还觉得有内疚有责备的，只有两个可能。
And if you're still feeling condemnation and still feeling guilt, there's only two reasons.
第一，你未认罪悔改。
The first is maybe you haven't repented.
第二，是魔鬼控告紧你。
And the second is Satan is accusing you.
如果是你认罪悔改，魔鬼控告你，你叫魔鬼扯，唔好听佢讲。
And if you've repented and you've asked forgiveness and you still feel guilt, you should tell Satan, get out of here, Satan, I'm not going to listen to you.
但我们看到这个经文的宝贵的地方，就是告诉我们，有时我们的心都会责备我们，但是神比我们的心大。
This wonderful verse in 1 John tells us that sometimes our heart does condemn us, but God is bigger than our heart.
因为我有时都经历过，我认罪悔改，但我心仲有内疚。
I've experienced it. I've experienced repenting and then still feeling guilt in my heart.
有时我哋犯咗一啲嘅错，我哋做完之后，我哋自己都放唔过自己，冇办法宽恕自己。
Sometimes we commit sins, we do wrong things, and even we can't forgive ourselves, right?
有时可能是觉得是太大，即是很难接受我会做到这样的事。
And sometimes we do something that's just too much, and I can't accept the fact that I would have done that.
或者我们伤害过别人，或者我们搞到一锅糊涂。
Maybe we've hurt other people, maybe we've caused a big mess and a big trouble.
跟住我哋认罪悔改，但系我哋都冇办法放过自己。
And so then we repent and ask forgiveness, but we still can't forgive ourselves.
你有冇呢个经历啊
？Have you ever experienced that?
或者我哋知道神宽恕，但系身边嘅人唔宽恕。
Maybe we know that God forgives me, but other people don't forgive me.
或者因为我做过呢样嘢嘅时候，有好多嘅后遗症，又要面对好多嘅。
And maybe because of what I've done, there are a lot of results and things that I have to live with.
我每次见到嗰啲结果，我心里边唔舒服。
And every time I see those results, my heart is sad and feeling guilty again.
神系宽恕，但系我哋点解决呢啲问题
？God has forgiven us, but how do we deal with this issue?
感谢主。如果我们的心责备我们，神比我们的心大。
Praise the Lord, even if your heart is condemning you, God is bigger than your heart.
就算你没办法忘记，就算别人不可以宽恕你，就算你觉得是你做最差最歹的，没办法宽恕，神比你的心大。
Even though you think it's too big of a problem, even though you keep looking at it and you can't forgive yourself, God is bigger than your heart.
我们要相信神讲的说话，不是靠我们的感觉。
We need to believe what Jesus says and not go by our feelings.
每次我们有这些控诉，有这些感觉，魔鬼就说你是衰人，你没办法神不爱你，因为你做过那件事没办法宽恕。
You know, every time Satan comes to you and he says you're a terrible rotten person because of what you've done, God cannot forgive you.
你要跟魔鬼说，魔鬼你说大话，你扯开，虽然我是觉得我感觉不到，但我知道圣经讲得啱，神系已经宽恕我。
You need to say to Satan, Satan, get behind me, Satan, because even though I don't feel like it, even though I know that I've committed a terrible crime, the Bible says if I confess my sin to God, He is faithful to forgive me, and He has forgiven me. And even though I don't feel forgiven, I tell you, Satan, to get behind me. 弟兄姊妹，这个是一个事实。我们的心如果不还是责备，神是比我们的心大。
Even if your heart continues to condemn you, God is bigger than your heart.
你会听谁说？你听自己的心还是听神呢？
Who are you going to listen to? You going to listen to your heart or you going to listen to God?
你要听魔鬼还是听神？ Are you going to listen to Satan or you going to listen to God?
神说你认罪悔改，我宽恕你。
God says, if you confess your sins, I forgive you.
那神是什么都知道吗？
God knows all things.
神知道你的事情，神知道你做过什么事，神知道你的内心。
God knows what you've done. God knows everything about you.
神认识你多过你认识自己。
God knows you better than you know yourself.
如果神说我可以宽恕他，赦免他，咁我哋要接受神呢个宽恕。
If God says he's going to forgive you and cleanse your sins, then we need to accept him.
我要拒绝魔鬼呢个声音。
We need to reject the accusations of Satan.
神知道你今日犯罪悔改，听日犯罪悔改，后日犯罪悔改，最后日做咩啊？犯罪悔改。
God knows that you sin today and ask forgiveness. Tomorrow you sin and ask forgiveness. The next day you sin and ask forgiveness. And then the next day, what do?
You sin and ask forgiveness.
我哋觉得，日日都犯罪，日日都求神宽恕，冇用啊，冇用，神就唔会再听我。We think, oh no, I commit sin every day and I ask God's forgiveness. He's not going to listen to me anymore.
但这个经文说神比你的心大。
But this verse says God is bigger than your heart.
神是要继续宽恕，因为神爱你。
He's going to continue to forgive you because he loves you.
但我们会疑惑，究竟是不是神会不会宽恕我，神会不会原谅我？
We have doubts, we question, we wonder, will God forgive me? Will God really love me?
这个话神比我们的心大，他是知道一切的事，他是宽恕你。
Here it says that God's bigger than your heart. He knows all things. He forgives you.
神爱你，接纳你，拣选你，看啊，何等的慈爱，可以成为神的儿女。你已经成为神的儿女。
God loves you. He chose you. He's forgiven you. And look, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should become the sons of God.
神想你享受他的慈爱。
God wants you to enjoy his love.
你看21节。Look at verse 21. 约翰一书三章21节。
1 John 3, 21.
我们已经知道我们的心和责备，现在看我们的心和确信。
So we looked at our heart in condemnation. Now let's look at our heart in confidence.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God.
因为我们知道神宽恕我们犯罪，神宽恕我们可以确信我是属于神，神爱我。
Because we know that God has forgiven us, we can have confidence. I am forgiven. I am a child of God.
我们不需要怀疑，
we don't have to have doubt.
我们可以肯定神爱我，我是神的眼中宝贵。
We can have this confidence. God loves me. I'm precious in his sight.
那确信和自信有分别呢？
There's a difference between confidence towards God and self-confidence.
可能世人叫我们呢，即学校老师各方面叫我们要自信。
Maybe in the world, you know, we're always told in school and everything, you know, you have to be self-confident, you know.
你要是争气，你要不需要被人看，你是有能力的，即是抬起头来，即是挺直的，哎呀，你点？
You know, they tell us in school, you know, you have to have faith in yourself, you know, believe in yourself, you know, stand head up, you know, straight back, you know, you can do it, you know, you're okay, you know. 咁好多人都觉得自信系需要自信，如果冇自信咧就怕丑，冇信心乜都唔肯做，系咪？You know, we need to have some form of self-confidence. If we aren't have any self-confidence, then you know we just get weak and we're afraid to do anything, and we're timid and we're afraid. 但系呢度自信咧太极端咧，就系自高自大。But if you're too self-confident, then you become to an extreme. You become arrogant, proud.甚至太自信咧，就覺得靠自己得，我唔需要個鬼長，我唔需要神。And then you get so self-confident in yourself, you think I don't need a crutch, I don't even need God. 所以太過自信就會拒絕神。And so being too self-confident, then we reject God. 話我係可以自己靠自己雙手，我乜都掂，我就叻啦，我掂，我做得到。And then we say, I can do it on my own, I can do it. 或者是面对一些人生的大冲击的时候，发现到我就做不到。But then when we come to certain major problems, issues in our life, we find that I can't do it on my own. 面对死亡、疾病、棘手问题，我没办法解决。Then when we face death,health issues, complicated problems, I find I can't do it. 好似2008年四川大地震的时候， it's like in 2008 at the Sichuan earthquake. 即是我们大家记得当时政府就说要自强。Remember all the advertisements on TV and all the banners in China, be strong in yourself. 但是政府都发现到面对这么大的冲击都需要请很多香港、台湾心理专家来到四川训练的人做辅导，因为人没办法自强，个困难太大都应付不到。 But even in 四川 during the earthquake, even the government realized thatYou cannot be strong in yourself. There are some things that are too strong for us to handle. And they invited many specialists from Hong Kong and Taiwan to come and teach about how to do counseling and post-traumatic stress and train up counselors because they realized that this is too big of a problem. 好多事我们想自强自信，但靠自己不得。So often we want to be strong, we want to be self-confident, but then we come to the end of our rope. 感谢主，当你发现到你需要神的时候，你靠神宽恕，靠神帮你。When you come to the place where you realize that you need God, then you come and ask God's forgiveness, ask God's help. 跟住神来宽恕，赦免你的罪， and then God will forgive and cleanse your sins. 你跟住可以在神里面是有确信， and then you can be confident in God. 你可以确信神是会听你祷告，你可以确信神是真实，你可以确信神是爱你。You can be confident that God's going to hear your prayer. You can be confident that God's forgiven you. You can be confident that God loves you. 我们要在主里面是确信坦然无惧靠神的帮助。And we need to come before God boldly and asking His help. 我们不需要胆怯，我们可以大胆靠神。We don't need to be timid and afraid to ask God's help. We can come boldly to ask God's help. 这里的经文讲坦然无惧，是中文这个坦然无惧出现四次在约翰一书。In Chinese, the word for confidence is the same word that's used for boldly. And it says we boldly enter the throne room of God. And it's four times in the book of 1 John. 第一次就是约翰一书二章廿八节。And the first time is in chapter 2:28. 你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
Abide in him, that when he appears we may have confidence and not be ashamed by before him at his coming.
这个就是在耶稣里面可以坦然无惧，不至于惭愧。
And so in Christ we can be confident and not ashamed.
第二次就是这个三章二十一节。
The second time is here in chapter 3 verse 21.
第三次呢就是四章十七节。
The third time it shows up is in chapter 4 verse 17.
这样爱我们里面得以完全，爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧。
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we have boldness in the day of judgment.
第四次就是五章十四节。
And the fourth time is chapter 5 verse 14.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
Now this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
你是信耶稣，耶稣宽恕你的罪，你有没有这种确信呢？
You've become a Christian. You have Jesus forgiven your sins. Do you have this confidence, this boldness in Christ?
你可以祷告祂听你，你可以入到祂的面前，你不用惭愧，你是审判的时候不用怕。
That you can come before him, you can pray and ask and he will answer you. That you can believe confidently that you can come and not be afraid of judgment, that your sins are forgiven. You don't have to be ashamed.
因为我们有这个的心里面得清洁，我们是有这个确信。
And because our heart has been cleansed, we have this assurance, we have this confidence.
你的心需要这个确信。
Your heart needs this confidence.
你看看二十二节，三章二十二节。
Look at verse 22, First John 3:22.
并且我们一切所求的，就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
有确信，确信。我知道神听我祷告，我求乜嘢神都系听嘅，神应允。
I have this confidence. I know God hears my prayer. I ask and He answers. I have this assurance.
呢个系因为罪得宽恕。
That's because my sins are forgiven.
嗱，我哋睇第五章会睇到祷告蒙应允，所以呢度唔会讲太多。
When we look at chapter 5, we're going to talk about answered prayer, assurance that we have answered prayer. So we're not going to mention too much here.
但是我们知道在主里面我们的祷告可以得应允。
But we know that as Christians, God answers our prayers.
我们可以有这个肯定，肯定神会听你认罪悔改的祷告。
I can guarantee that when you ask forgiveness for your sins, God will hear your prayer.God will forgive.
我可以肯定告诉你，当你是求神帮你，你救命的祷告，神会听你祷告。
I can guarantee you, when you call out to God and say, God save me, help me, God will hear your prayer.
你不用担心说，哎呀，我就是一个无名小卒啊，我今天犯罪认罪悔改，明天犯罪认罪悔改，后天犯罪认罪，神不会再听我，神已经厌我烦了。
You don't have to have that feeling that, you know, God's not going to hear me, I'm just a nobody, you know, and I sin today and ask forgiveness, I sin tomorrow and ask forgiveness, and then the next day, and God doesn't want to hear me, I'm just troubling God, God won't hear me.
不是哦，神是听你祷告哦，神是爱你哦，你是神眼中的宝贵。
God will hear your prayer. God loves you. You're precious in God's sight.
但你小心，神不是你傀儡，不是你邪善公仔。
But be careful. God is not your puppet.
He's not your robot.
我哋唔可以行自己路，做自己喜欢嘅事，跟住就系求神帮我哋做嘢。
We can't do our own thing and then just ask God to bless us.
太多人有呢个错误嘅。我做我自己事，行事不烧香，临急抱佛脚。
And so many people have that attitude. I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm just, when I need God, then I'll call out to Him.
对唔住，咁样神唔会听你。
If that's your attitude, God's not going to hear you.
神要我哋喺佢嘅爱里边遵守佢嘅命令。
God wants us in to be walking with Him and following Him.
我们看最后一节，最后两节，23节。Let's look at verse 23, the last two verses. 神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣的基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And this is his commandment that we should believe on his name, on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us this commandment.
这个第三点，我们看到我们的心和信念。
So the third thing we're going to look at is our heart and conviction.
解决了心的责备的问题，有确信。
After you solve the problem of condemnation and you have conviction, and you have confidence, then you need conviction.
我们需要有信念。我们需要有确实，跟着有坚定的信念。太多基督徒，他有信念的，但他是一个求其时但无所谓的，无定向，无方向的信念。
There are too many Christians that have a conviction, but I don't care, do whatever you want. It's an apathetic conviction. They have no purpose, they have no real goal, they have no meaning, and they just go through life not caring about what they're going to do.
我们需要信念，但是更加需要有准确的信念。
We need to have conviction, but we need to have proper conviction.
好多人的人生的目标是有的，但是个目标是错。
A lot of people have goals in life, but maybe their goals are wrong.
可能有一些信念，但是信念是否靠得住？
A lot of people have certain convictions, but are their convictions really reliable?
譬如有人说，人不为己，天诛地灭。
A lot of people feel, you know, if I don't work for myself, you know, I got to watch out for number one, and you know.
有人说，人向高处水向低流。
And then they say, you know, man must get to the top, you know, water goes down, man goes up, you know.
I was saying it, 在澳门听人家说，感情是废物，金钱是现实。
Or maybe they say, you know, here in Macau they often say, you know, emotions are worthless, but money is valuable.
你有什么信念？你追求的什么？
What is your conviction?
我们信耶稣之后，我们的信念要在主里面。
As Christians, our convictions need to be founded in Jesus Christ.
我们的信念要与我们圣经合一的。
Our conviction needs to be with our faith in Jesus Christ.
例如说，神的命令是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
Here it says that his commandment is that we should believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ
and love one another. 也要彼此相爱。
所以我们这个信念就是信耶稣基督。And so our conviction should be that I believe in Jesus Christ.
耶稣要是我们的首位。
Jesus should be number one in your life.
耶稣宽恕你，解决你的内疚。耶稣爱你，你就有这个确信，神听你祷告。你要信念，坚持这个信念，我信耶稣。
Jesus says, will forgive your sins. You confess your sins, he forgives it, takes away the guilt in your life. You have that conviction that you know you get confidence that you can go boldly into the throne room and he hears your prayer. Now you need that conviction that you stand firm in your faith with Jesus Christ.
好多人说信耶稣，但是他很求其，他都不敢说你听，他是基督徒。
Some people say they believe in Jesus, but they're not serious in their faith. They won't even tell others that they're Christians. 甚至他老闆都不会说老闆听，老闆我是基督徒。 And they won't even tell their boss that they're a Christian. 跟着老闆要他星期日上班，他照上班就疏离教会。 And then they don't even tell their boss they need to go to church on Sunday, so they never go to church, and so they grow far away from God.
一年两年后，渐渐渐渐，他的信仰在他生命中不重要。
And after one or two years, is their faith important to them?
有人说我信耶稣，但我同一个不信耶稣结婚的，无所谓。
Some people say, I'm a Christian, but I'm going to get married to a non-Christian. It's okay.
但结婚之后发生什么事?
But after they get married, what happens?
原来他拜佛，他全家人拜佛，反对我回教会。那我一个月回一次，渐渐两个月回一次，半年回一次，一年回一次，十年回一次，属灵生命去了哪？
And so as a non-Christian, it's okay, I'm a Christian, I'm going to marry a non-Christian. But then I find out their whole family just worships idols and Buddha, and they don't want me to go to church. And so I compromise, and then I stop coming to church, and maybe come once a month, after a while, once every 2 months, once every 6 months, once every year, once every 10 years. What happened to my Christian life?
你有没有坚持你的信念，你的信仰啊?
Are you going to stand firm in your belief for Jesus Christ?
耶稣宽恕我，赦免我，拿走我的罪疚。
Jesus forgave me, washed me clean, took away my guilt.
我肯定他听我祷告。
I believe he listens to my prayer.
但我又没有坚持我所信的。
But I'm going to stand firm in what I believe.
神的命令要我们信耶稣，这个是第一。
God's commandment is that we believe in Jesus Christ. That should be most important.
我的信耶稣是重要。
Trusting in Jesus Christ, believing in Him is so important.
那跟着他说又要彼此相爱。
And then it says that we need to love one another.
我们第四章会讲很多彼此相爱，所以这里不讲。
In chapter 4, we're going to talk a lot about loving one another, so we don't need to talk about it here.
但我们可以看一看，我们常常彼此相爱。
But loving one another is a basic foundation of being a Christian.
So in our
So we have this confidence. We know that our sins are forgiven. We get rid of our guilt, our condemnation. We have this assurance that, and this confidence that in Christ we are forgiven, and that we can pray to Him. And we need to even have this conviction that we stand firm on our foundation of belief in Jesus Christ and love of the brethren. Look at the very last verse, 24.
遵守神的命令的 就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us.
所以我们坚持我们的信念，不放弃，继续在耶稣里面。
So we need to continue in our conviction, stand firm in our conviction, and stay in Jesus Christ.
耶稣会给我们健康的心,
and Jesus will give you a healthy heart.
你继续在耶稣里面，你可以是过一个没有指责的生命。
And as you stay in Christ, you can live a life without condemnation.
因为你坚持在耶稣里面有他的宽恕。
Because you remain, you continue in Christ, and you have His forgiveness. 嗱，如果你有个挣扎，你有罪不停犯，你可能要求神更加坚持喺耶稣里边，俾耶稣嘅力量帮到你脱离呢个不停重复犯嘅罪。If you're continuing and struggling with a sin that you just keep struggling over and over, you need to continue in Christ, that His strength will help you overcome this struggle and this sin. 系咪？所以呢三样嘢，责备、确信、信念。在我们心里面很重要。 So these three things: condemnation, confidence, conviction are very important for us. 我们求主帮我们。 We need God's help. 我一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们今天求你再一次来宽恕我们的，我们需要耶稣你的宽恕赦免，我们需要耶稣你的慈爱，特别恳求主耶稣你的圣灵在这一刻里面向我们讲话。主，我不知道我们当中的弟兄姊妹有多少心里面有很多内疚，有很多自己觉得放不过自己的，又得罪神你，又得罪人，搞到一塌糊涂，有很多后遗症，很多很难收拾的残局，觉得很难过。主耶稣，我求你在这一刻里面安抚我们的心，让我们能够向你祷告。我们知道你愿意听我们认罪悔改的心，你会听我们的祷告。所以我们在这一刻里面恳求耶稣再一次宽恕赦免我们的罪，我们恳求耶稣这个赦罪的平安进入我们心中，拿走我们这个内疚，这个控诉，这个责备不是耶稣你给我们的。我们对魔鬼说要魔鬼离开我们，不要再控告。弟兄姊妹，我邀请你在这一刻里面是你的座位，如果你想到一些你觉得惭愧，一些觉得内疚，有罪疚深重的事，我请你在这一刻里面向耶稣说，在你座位，在你心里面跟耶稣说，耶稣宽恕我，请耶稣赦免我我之错，我需要耶稣的赦免，需要耶稣的平安。请你跟耶稣说，耶稣，我内心好难过，我好惭愧，我好内疚，我受不起，我求耶稣拿走我的内疚。因为你比我心大，求耶稣帮我脱离这个内疚深重，求耶稣给我平安。耶稣，我需要你帮我去确信，坚持我的信仰，遵守你的诫命。多谢耶稣听我祷告，奉耶稣名求，弟兄姊妹，如果你刚才跟我这样祈祷，你信谁？信你心还是信耶稣？耶稣说你向他认罪悔改，你得宽恕。